March 16, 1913. Prayer without fervor, but done in order to please Jesus, is like incense without smoke. In his will even the ice becomes like fire. One who does the divine will is fed by the light of the Son of God, and does all which God does. I am writing some little things that blessed Jesus told me in these past few days. I remember that, although feeling indifferent and cold, I was still doing what I usually do. And I thought to myself, who knows how much more glory I gave to our Lord when I felt the opposite of how I feel today. And blessed Jesus told me, my daughter, when the soul prays with some natural fervor, it is incense with smoke, not perfectly pure. Instead, when she prays feeling cold but with the effort to please me, without having allowed anything extraneous to me to enter herself, this is a pure incense, with nothing extraneous. Both of them are pleasing to me, but the purer the incense she sends, the more I am pleased, because smoke always bothers the eyes. As I was feeling the same way, adorable Jesus told me, my daughter, ice in my will is more ardent than fire. What would impress you the most? To see that ice has the virtue of burning and destroying whatever may touch it, or to see fire turning things into fire? Certainly the ice. Ah, my daughter, in my will things change their nature. Ice in my will has the virtue of destroying anything which is not worthy of my sanctity, rendering the soul pure, clear and holy, according to what I like, not according to what might be pleasing to her. This is the blindness of creatures, and also of those who are said to be good, in feeling cold, miserable, weak, oppressed, and so on. The more they feel bad, the more they huddle within their will, weaving their own maze so as to wrap themselves even more within their troubles, instead of making a jump into my will, in which they would find the cold fire, the misery wealth, the weakness strength, the oppression joy. I make them feel so bad on purpose, in order to give them, in my will, the opposite of the evils which they keep. But creatures do not want to understand this, once and for all. So they render vain my designs for them. What blindness! What blindness! Another day Jesus told me, my daughter, take a look at how one who lives in my will feeds herself. In the meantime, I could see a sun which was spreading innumerable rays. It was so splendid that our sun appeared just as a shadow. A few souls, immersed in this light, were suckling with their mouths from these rays, as if the rays were breaths. These souls were not taking part in anything else, as if they were doing nothing. But while it seemed that they were not doing anything, the whole divine work was coming out from their activity. My always adorable Jesus added, did you see the happiness of the ones who do my will, and how the repetition of my works comes only from them? The soul who lives in my will feeds herself with light, with me. And while she does nothing, she does everything. She can be certain that whatever she thinks, does and says is the effect of the food which she takes, that is to say, everything is a fruit of my will.